has promised we are now going to be talking to the estranged wife of Robert Madzonga Khosi is in the studio. You remember, of course, the VBS Mutual report that was coined the great bank heist by advocate Terry Motau. It really sparked a nationwide outcry as details emerged about how money had been stolen from the poor. Robert Madzonga and Khosi lived a lavish lifestyle, luxury cars, luxury homes, in private estates, a helicopter, you name it. This is who they were. The couple has since separated, and Khosi now alleges there's yet more money that Robert is hiding. And she's here to, quite frankly and quite literally, spill the beans, as it were. Khosi, good morning to you, and thank you for coming in.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you. Listen, I'm going to ask you to put on your earphones there so that you can just hear us a little bit more clearly. But firstly, I suppose, let me ask you, how did you meet Robert?
I met him 10 years ago in the Bramley area.
Was he already wealthy? Did he have the fleet of cars?
He did.
And the lifestyle you became accustomed to when married to him?
He did. He was still working for MTN at the time. Yeah, he did.
So he was a man about town. What drew you to him?
Well, I didn't know who he was when I met him. I didn't know. I think after like a week, then I realized who he was. I really met just the person, and I didn't know what he had. I did not know who he was. And yeah, so maybe about a week or 2 weeks when you go for dates and stuff, and then you get to know and find out who the person is. I didn't know who he was then.
In the beginning?
Yeah.
And you fell in love?
Of course I did, yes.
Yeah. Was he a good husband?
Up to a certain point, yes.
Yes. Yeah. So when did VBS come into your lives?
I don't know. I was busy with the competition of Mrs. South Africa 2018 last year. And boom, when I was at the judging, and it so happened that the article came out with about VBS with all my pictures on it, right? And then that was to my surprise, because I had not worked for the bank. And I'm not this person who kind of follow my husband. What did you do today? How much money did you make today? I was busy with my own things, and I would never used to be that wife who follows. I never knew his business life in details. So therefore, I felt that this was very unfair, because I did not receive a phone call from anybody asking me about the article which was published.
But you would accept, of course, I mean, you guys lived a lavish lifestyle. You had, what, a helicopter, Rolls Royce, two G63 Mercedes-Benz vehicles, an Audi R8 sports car. Those were the things that we saw. Your Instagram posts, for example, were full of... Didn't you ask questions from him about how do we own all of these things?
I'll clarify, first of all, Bongani, we did not own a helicopter. The helicopter was for the king. So it was one of those moments where when you want to use it, we'd use it. He did own a lot of cars, even before.
But you bought it for the king to use. That's the information that came out of Mudao's report.
But that's not even what I knew. All I knew is that the helicopter was for the king. I don't know who in VBS bought the helicopter.
Robert bought the helicopter.
Now that you tell me, I know. But to be honest with you, I really didn't know who the helicopter. All I knew that it belonged to the king. And the cars did belong to him, of course, yes.
So my question, though, is, so let's not get stuck on the helicopter. Okay. You were living this lavish lifestyle. You weren't afraid to show it. Didn't you, at the back of your head, say, look, I know you're a successful businessman, but gosh, all of this wealth, where does it come from?
I found it there, Bongani. It was already there. So there's no question about it. It's just that when he changed cars and got better, yes, I would have asked myself if it was just out of the blue. It was there before VBS existed in our lives.
So how did VBS change things? I'll ask you that question again.
Okay. So what happened is, now, after the article, I started...
No. Let's just go back from what you remember. When he started being involved in the VBS matters, how did your lifestyles as a couple change?
It didn't change much, to be quite honest, Bongani, because this was the life we had already.
Yeah.
Right? So it was just the new cars which came in and out, but it didn't really change much in terms of there was new things. It was the lifestyle we've already had before VBS.
Yeah. So when the allegations first emerged, when it became clear what his involvement might have been in that saga, what did you think?
Yeah, then from that time, I started observing things in a closer range.
Yeah.
Because remember, my pictures were there on the articles all over. Instagram, Facebook, and whatever.
Well, you were the face of it, really.
Can you believe it? Yeah, anyway. So I started from that time observing things on a much closer range. Because I must say, I wasn't really. I just thought
you hadn't
it was,
been asking questions.
No, because I thought it was just another job.
So did you go back in your head and start connecting the dots of,
I went back in my head and started investigating in my own way the people which were closer to him, people who were spending days and nights with him.
Prominent people.
Prominent people like his bodyguards and people who I was never with him. I mean, all the times. We would come back home late from meetings and whatever. So, therefore, after that, I started doing my homework. I'm sure if you came out of a newspaper and you're not clued up with most of the things, the first thing you would do is, oh my gosh.
So what do you know now that you didn't before?
I discovered a couple of things now from one of the voice notes that he sent me about a week ago. He had a fallout with his bodyguard. And to my greatest of surprise, the bodyguard was saying, so the bodyguard took about 3 or 4 cars, I'm not sure. And Robert was accusing me of stealing those cars with his guard. And as accidentally, out of some accuse, he was sent me a voice note. And the voice note had said that, you stole 50 million and was transferred to your lawyer. And it didn't even give me 500,000. And you stole 9 cars. That's why I took those cars. And I was like, okay, really? But that's one of the things that happened. I mean, so much has happened. And to an extent, I've just, yeah.
So, I mean, for someone who doesn't know you, who doesn't know Robert, just looking at it as an outsider, because now you're alleging that he's hiding money, he's not being open with the authorities, and that's what you've said in the Star, and that's what you're basically telling anyone who cares to listen. As an outsider who doesn't know either of you, it would be easy for someone to say, you're not upset about any wrongdoing, you're upset about the fact that he's frozen you out now. You no longer have access to the loot.
No, that's not true, actually. I'm upset about being part of the VBS, which I never known. I've never worked for. I've never even entered their branch. I don't care about their flashy life. I don't care. That doesn't define me. I come from a normal background. To be living in a big house doesn't change my life. It doesn't change
sure,
who I am.
Sure, but people will ask questions. I mean, when you saw those grannies queuing up, desperate, their lives shattered, their life investments gone, and you contrast that with your photos on Instagram in front of Lamborghinis, the champagne lifestyle, knowing that some of the money that sponsored that may have come from those very gogos, surely you must have asked yourself some questions.
I did. I honestly did ask myself questions, but I didn't want to ask questions more than I wanted to investigate. Because asking questions doesn't help in any way. You need to find out what the facts were behind those goggles. And I wanted to see how we are involved in their lives being outside.
So how have you been wronged in all of this?
I feel that it was unfair for me to be published all over, where else I was clueless with what was happening in the bank. 1, 2, I want to clear my name. I've never been part of the bank. But I see myself being dragged into it.
The difficulty is that you and your husband lived this lifestyle. Yes, he may have had money before, but part of what funded that luxury lifestyle was this VBS money. You were the beneficiary. Now, you may argue that you didn't know, but you were the beneficiary of ill-gotten gains. Okay. Of course you're going to be the face of it.
Okay, Bongani, if I am a beneficiary of the money of VBS, why don't I have it now?
Because Robert was the one who gave it to you.
So where is it?
For as long as, you know, he wanted you around, he was happy to give you and share some of this
money
with you.
Can I clarify that?
Yeah.
I never received money from VBS. Okay.
You received money from Robert.
I never received money from Robert. I worked for my money.
Yeah.
That's why I was unable to track what Robert's doing.
Yeah.
Do you understand?
So you bought yourself the Lamborghinis?
It's not mine. Why am I not with it where I'm staying?
Yeah.
I don't have a Lamborghini. I have the same car I had before I got married.
Yeah.
Okay. So I'm not part of this money. I don't have this money. I don't own this money. But to my surprise, listen, Bongani, if you see a nice car and you're young like me,
yeah,
you are going to take a nice picture. You're not going to act like there's no aeroplane behind you. And you're not going to ask, how did you buy this car? Where did you get this car? You understand?
Yeah.
So if I see a nice car outside right now, I am going to take a selfie and post it. You know how on social media it has been lately. So I'm not part of this money. I don't have this money.
Is Robert remorseful at all about the things that have emerged in terms of his role at VBS?
Well, he's told me he was just telling me that he's not guilty. That's all he said. He forever denied he was guilty. There was not at all a day when he said, this is what I've done wrong.
So for law enforcement agencies, people who are investigating these matters, who want to recoup whatever money they can on behalf of those go-go's, of those people whose life savings were stolen, what would you like to tell them about what you know?
To tell who? Come again?
If anyone is investigating VBS, they want to find out where the money went. You say, for example, Robert is hiding 50 million right now. Where should they look?
You know what? They should look into his daughter's accounts, which are linked. During my research, I discovered, and they should look in his trust. Apparently, there was a trust which was made instantly, literally under my nose. You understand? They should look at his trust and where all the new houses are brought and saved and kept on. And they should look under his daughter. She's the one who does everything with him. They must never put me as a wife as if there's anything that I know.
Are you bitter?
No, I'm not bitter. I just want to clear my name out of all of this. I'm not bitter. I'm not upset. But I just want to clarify and be clear with the people that I'm not going to be found under this circumstance.
So basically, you're saying I didn't know.
I really didn't.
Is Angaz the best answer you can give, though?
It's not the Angaz now, because now I'm telling you what I know now.
All right, we'll leave it there.
Yeah.
Kosi Mazonga, thank you very much for coming in. I don't know what you make of that, but she came forward. She wanted to let us know that she's been treated unfairly. Do you agree that she didn't ask questions and therefore she should not be held to account for being part of the relationship with Robert Mazonga and its benefits? I'll take your calls on that on 011-883-0702.